It's always an exciting time to come your way with Saturday Nuggets. This is Kojayanka. Good morning. Our conversation this morning is going to center around your ability to tolerate some of the things that your partner will do that will not fit into your idealism, but you will still look at the bigger picture and get the relationship taken. One word, capacity. The etymology of capacity in the Latin simply means your ability to contain. They will do things that you might not like, but you need to have that empathy, that space, that capacity to contain the stuff that will not fit into your ideal, if you like. There is an off quote which says that we shape clay into a pot, but it's the emptiness inside that holds whatever we want. It's not so much about the clay. It's not so much about the pot. If there is going to be that ability, it depends on the space, the capacity that you were able to create when you were making the clay. I believe the reason that we don't have that capacity and space in the 21st century relationship for the context of our conversation is equalization. We are quick to prove a point. Hence, we cannot let things go. Genesis chapter 3, the verse number 6, and I quote the Bible. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to the husband, and he also ate it. Verse number 12. The man said, "It was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it." You see, Adam has done the same thing that Eve has done. But for equalization, the issue is with Eve. Don't we all do it? Where we end up doing the things that we are criticizing our partner for doing, but to contain our emotional torture, we keep going on, and you pushed me into it, and if you hadn't been you, I wouldn't have done it. Yeah, but you have also done it. So can we come to the point, have a decent conversation, and move on? You are doing the things that they did to you, and you are blaming them for causing you to do it. That, to me, is just a point of revenge or equalization. But that's not my emphasis for conversation today. Verse number 20, the Bible said, "Then the man named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all living." Adam quickly moved on and looked at the bigger picture. He said, "You know what? You've blown it, I've blown it. But you need to become something that would shape this relationship. So you know what? I'm going to call you Eve." And check scripture. Adam never went back to give long lectures on how Eve met the serpent and she had to eat it and bring it and he ate it and all kinds of things. Make the serpent the issue and not Eve. Sometimes, yes, it will be necessary to have discussions. But because we all come from different backgrounds and different parenting, etc., etc., from time to time, you will get it wrong. But don't get into the habit of the blame game and you did it and I didn't do it. Look at the bigger picture and move on. Move on. Because as long as the two of you remain in that relationship, from time to time, one will blow it. Don't use their mistake to justify your wrongdoing. That is what I'm talking about this morning. That is what I am talking about. If you are doing it, accept your wrong and don't blame them for what you are doing. Your nugget for today. Cultures alienate us. Words and language might divide us, but silence will always bring us in unison. Yes, address it, but address it at the appropriate time. Don't throw words about. Don't equalize. Deal with the substantive
which is the serpent. You've been listening to Koji Anchor on Saturday Nuggets. Give me a ring on 079-50-49-7711. WhatsApp, text, and check the Facebook page. Stay blessed.